This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast, joined as always by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
My name is Ryan Jones. And this week, week three of Bachelor in Paradise, a lot going on. And it was sort of the week of bees, if you will, with breakups, battles, and Bachelorette Becca.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The breakups were plentiful. I actually, before we hit record here, I was trying to track everything down, and I don't know if I even got them all. Trey and Tajwan, Aaron and Tammy, Ivan and Jasenia, Kenny and Mari, Carl and Deandra, if you consider them a couple, Abigail and Noah. Did I miss it? I mean, that's like almost everyone.
That was almost everyone. You're right. I think you nailed them all down. Another B is Bloodbath. This was a rough one. Like, talk about most dramatic Paradise episode ever so far, I think.
Yeah, we joke about that all the time about major drink situations, but this is another case where it's not just a cliche. It sort of fits the bill this week.
We left off with Riley and Marissa the next morning after being in the boom boom room. Honest, like, I do feel bad for Connor. He's just like, I feel like so innocent in this regard, like not anything else. But I do feel bad. Like he really thought he and Marissa had something, clearly ended when Riley walked down to the beach.
Well, it might have also ended when he walked somewhere else, but
yeah.
With Connor and Marissa and Riley, you know, Connor still thinks, even after he doesn't even see them get back and doesn't know what time they went to bed, still thinks, oh, I think I have a shot. So he puts on this ridiculous outfit. Ugh. Might as well have been a romper. It wasn't, but it...
Convict kimono.
Yes, we could go with that as well. He's going to make this grand play for her, not knowing at this point that she's been to the boom boom room. Sits down with Marissa.
She left that small little detail.
Well, and this is my question for you. I very rarely want to feel bad for Connor for a myriad of reasons, because to me, he's sort of like Jed 2.0 to me. But how much are we blaming Marissa here? Not for being with Riley, because that's what we're here for. God bless. Have fun.
Yep.
But when you specifically sit down with him, don't you have to just let him know at that point, like, oh, by the way.
Yeah, she definitely should have said, oh, how was your date? And I didn't see you come back. We just talked all night. And then he's like, oh, can I create a date for the two of us later? And all she was just like awkward, like, haha, we'll see where the day takes us. And then that was it. Then they kind of just like went their separate ways. And it was just so awkward. But she should have just she didn't have to obviously owe him an explanation of like what they did.
No, but you can say, hey, we,
especially that you know that now you want to pursue a relationship with Riley. She was just like, you know, she should have been saying, oh, you know what, I have a deeper, stronger connection with Riley, I think.
You could say deeper, that's fine.
Yeah. I think that's kind of where we have to leave it. Like, I'm going to pursue him, and I think this is kind of the end of the line for us.
Especially since other people knew that they were in the Boom Boom Room. So
I don't know how he didn't know yet. I'm surprised no one went up to him and was like, this is what happened last night. Like, how are you feeling?
So it's one thing if Marissa and Riley decide, like, hey, let's just keep this between us, or at least until I can tell him. But like, seemingly everybody already knew, oh no, they were in the Boom Boom Room. What's the big deal? And which is fine, but you know he's going to find out. So at that point, you're just sort of taking the, like, hitting the eject button and be like, well, let someone else tell him.
Yeah. I mean, there was just like an awkward, like, we'll see. Like, now you're just stringing him along. There's going to be another awkward time down the line. Like, just nip it in the bud.
Yeah. And another reason why I don't want to feel bad for Connor, and someone sent me a clip of Lance Bass on one of the other podcasts that he did an interview with. And they said, you know, what was the one thing you took from Connor or something like that? And he said, well, when I met him, he didn't, you know, I said, oh, I watched some of your season. Cause remember, it hasn't really aired at this point yet, but you know, Lance is playing catch up, and he didn't ask about, you know, oh, about the relationship or how did I come across or anything else that most normal people might want to know. He said, oh, did my song make it onto the show?
Yeah.
And there are a lot of reasons to see very clearly that Connor is there for Connor. But, I mean, that's if you've lost Lance Bass, I mean.
Yeah. There's no more hope.
And so as much as I want to feel bad for Connor, it's very clearly.
I do a little bit. I don't see him. I mean, he's kind of doing the same thing, I guess, as Jed, but I just felt like Jed was just a bad person to begin
with. That's fair.
And I feel like Connor's not necessarily a bad person. He's definitely not, you know, drink here for the right reasons, probably, but I don't think he's necessarily as bad as Jed.
What? Yeah, that might be a little strong on my part, because as far as we know, Connor didn't, you know, leave a girlfriend at home just to come on the show knowing that, oh no, I'm coming back to you, no problem, and then I'll be more famous.
Right.
He just wants to be famous, which I guess 90% of
better,
yeah, I mean, 90% of these people, that's what they want. But it just, you could at least hide it a little better, maybe not carry the guitar everywhere. Whereas, I mean, they just kept cutting to him sitting on the guitar on the beach by himself.
I know, like, he must have been singing. Like,
someone record me singing. I got to get licensed for this. ABC needs to pay me.
Oh, okay.
I heard them play that NSYNC song. That was an expensive license. They're going to pay me just as much to put this on the air.
Ugh.
So, I mean, and ultimately, listen, Connor goes home, and it's on the way out, he sort of says what everybody says is, you know, oh, I want somebody to choose me and feel bad for me. And I just can't pull myself to do it.
Yeah.
I tried.
I get it.
And I do think that Marissa should have just come out and told him, hey, this isn't going to work, as opposed to having him think in his mind, oh, I'm going to get dressed up and build this great date out. And then someone else went like, oh yeah, and then they went to the Boom Boom Room. Wait, what?
Yeah. They did what?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the more embarrassing sequences I think we've seen on this show, which is saying a lot.
Yeah.
Because that scale is pretty wicked.
Yeah, I think she was, you know, obviously trying to avoid confrontation, because she was very like, oh, we'll see. Like, yeah, maybe I'll go on a date with you, blah, blah, blah. Like, knowing she would say no down the line, but
and he could have read those signs, to be fair. I mean,
oh yeah,
how many?
It was very, very noticeable.
The lights were pretty bright at that point. We'll see, we'll see, we'll see. Buddy, we'll see is a no.
Some people just never get the hint, though. So
yeah, and he clearly is one of those. And Let's just talk about the other two then that don't take hints very well, or at least the one. And the Smoke Bros showed up. And this brought back into the conversation of smoke show. Is it okay? Is it not okay? We had, if you remember, had Jared on right after the initial Chase and Smoke Show controversy started. And Jared was very clear, like, oh, yeah, you know, Ashley's a smoke show. I have no problem with that. And Serena very loudly said every girl wants to be called a smoke show.
Yeah.
So, listen, there are a lot of reasons to think that Chasen is like a douche. Mm-hmm. Calling girls smoke shows, I don't think, is one of them.
Yeah, that's not one in that column, I think.
Calling him and Chris smoke bros, different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That just shouldn't have never happened.
And this brought up one of the more fascinating things that I think we saw in this is Chris shows up.
Who?
Thank you. And somehow, and we'll get to the somehow, but at the time watching, Jesenia is, oh my God, it's Chris. And everybody already knew on the beach, oh, the only person other than Ivan that Jesenia wanted to be with was Chris. And everyone's asking, how could that be possible? He was on Claire's season for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. We had never heard that before this either, that she was waiting, probably because no one knew who he was.
Yeah, seriously.
So they would be like, Chris, who? Like, who is she waiting for?
And you found out why she would be waiting for Chris.
Yeah, so I guess they hung out prior to Paradise, because I think Paradise started in June.
Right.
I think filming. But she posted on Instagram back in May that she was with a few people from Bachelor Nation. But there was a picture of her and Chris together. Like, they seemed pretty close. Like, it wasn't them kissing or anything, but they seem pretty close in the picture. So there was definitely something already there and developing before Paradise started filming.
Yeah. It's not a Brendan Piper situation by any, any way you cut it up, but the fact that they clearly knew each other and were cozy.
Yeah. So, and I don't think this was a big deal because no one knew, like, or remembered who he was. Like, it wasn't like she was linked to someone, you know, higher in Bachelor Nation, like, I don't know, someone that we knew.
Correct.
From that was, you know, there for more than one night of their season. But yeah, so it's interesting that they did, and it might come out maybe within the next couple weeks that they had something like on Paradise, it might come out, but yeah, they took a picture together in May. So they had something was going on.
You know, and they've done a good job more this season about talking, or at least bringing it up that, hey, these people, you know, talked via DM, or these people were hanging out, and sort of more of the in between season stuff that they've chosen to ignore in seasons past. So I'm kind of surprised that they didn't mention this, because in past years, the whole Brendan Piper thing just would never have been talked about. Like, they wouldn't have even brought up the fact that, oh yeah, they were hanging out right before they left for he left for Paradise. Like, that just would have been glossed over and cut out in the edit. Mm-hmm. But now they're like, no, we're going to talk about what happens off camera. So I was a little surprised that there was just nothingness about her and Chris.
Yeah. Definitely interesting.
Because we were talking about it last week, Jesenia and Ivan seemed like the, maybe not the only, but the most genuine pairing, because
couple.
Yeah, look, they could have an actual conversation and not just be like, what's Paradise like for you?
Yeah. And they did have those conversations. So, but I mean, as soon as you heard Ivan talking about how comfortable and confident he was in his relationship with Jesenia, you knew something was about to happen.
Anytime a producer asks you, hey, talk about how solid the relationship is, immediately leave the room. go find the person that you're dating.
And don't leave.
And don't leave their side the whole time, because clearly the producer at that point knows, oh, we're brewing up something special for you. Mm-hmm. We're going to make you look so silly talking about how, oh my God, you want to get engaged after this, and you can really see the strong connection.
Part, like, don't do that to Ivan, though. He's like, he's one of the good ones.
Yeah, it's a short list of people that, I mean, you don't want anything bad to happen to any of these, you know, these guys and girls, but there are certain ones that you sort of wanted to see him and Jesenia, or him and whoever, just mm-hmm. be there and nothing bad happen. And maybe, and I know you've mentioned this, maybe this opens the door to Ivan being our next bachelor.
Yeah. Because I would be on board with that.
It certainly better not be he who shall not be named. And we're still waiting to get confirmation on who it's going to be. But Ivan would certainly be someone that 95% of Bachelor Nation would at least be okay with.
Yeah. I feel like he doesn't, I mean, but he has quote unquote haters, but
everyone
I feel
does.
Like the majority of the people really... really like him. So,
and more importantly, such a small percentage dislike him.
Yeah.
You know, you can argue he's not, you know, an exciting lead, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But you'd rather that than someone who a large portion of the audience physically can't stand to watch at this point.
Yes.
And he who shall not be named is under that category, I think.
I do. Yep.
Yeah. So Ivan and Jesenia are no more, because on this weird orgy intimacy date, oh my God, Jesenia somehow was really into it and felt the need to constantly pick up a strawberry and kiss Chris, because apparently she can't kiss someone without a strawberry. It was sort of like Joey from Friends when like he had to do the countdown.
Yeah.
To have the kiss after, like, oh no, 3, 2, like, you don't have to do that every time.
Yeah. I thought it was weird, but that was also before I knew that they actually kind of knew each other. So it wasn't as bad, I guess.
And the other group that came out of that, if you will, another triangle just immediately forms with Chasen and Deandra and Carl, of all people. You know, Carl buys this nice, and I use nice, you know, in quotation marks, but more thoughtful, I think, but nice little bracelet that he picked up basically at the airport.
Yeah,
and like, haha, went on a date, but I'm giving you a bracelet. Cool. And then Chasen thinking, oh, I'm going to one up you. Here's my $20 Amazon necklace. And she seems obviously more intrigued by that. And then at that point, she gives back the little bracelet. But just this idea of, oh, I'm going to one-up you. Like, oh, that's the Chasen we know.
Yeah, there we go.
Mr. One-Upper, is that what he tried to call him? It was...
Yeah.
I think that, I would...
That's who we remember.
I think it brought out the Carl that I think we all saw when he first came on the beach of like, these are waterproof. No, they're not. Ha ha. That kind of guy. And what we knew from Chasen, because we could probably get a decent sized audience to watch Carl and Chasen just try to like battle each other with one liners, because it would be the most awkward battle that we've ever seen.
So bad.
Because you have these two, well, one smoke bro and one Carl bro. I mean, he's really his own character, his own section of just the worst one-liners back and forth. And each of them thinking that they landed this like sick burn.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't really know how to argue. That's for sure.
Oh, come on, Mr. One-Upper. Oh, Mr. Downer. Wait, what? Yeah.
What are you even saying?
What is life between those two? And so if you would have told me that there would somehow be a love triangle that involved both Carl and Chasen, like, I'm out. I'm done.
Be like, you're lying.
This is something that America does not need under any circumstance.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, from that whole branch, out of nowhere, you have Deandra, who seemingly is into Chasen, but then decides, oh, never mind. You're not, no one's going to be buying.
Yeah. I actually don't really like either of you.
Which shocked me only because she seemed to be into the necklace.
Yeah.
Oh, it matches my outfit and immediately gives back the bracelet. So I was very concerned for Deandra.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be Chasen. And then when I saw her get up and she didn't have the necklace on at the rose ceremony, I was like, oh, she's going to surprise us and go Carl, because she had a bracelet on, but I couldn't tell if that was Carl's bracelet or just a bracelet that she was wearing already. So I was like, oh, she's going to switch it up and go Carl. And then she just like stunned everyone and was like, nope, Ivan.
And you want to be a hero in Bachelor Nation. That was Deandra stepping up and being very clear about it. It wasn't, oh, Ivan, I hope I'm your, no, he's like, you seem like a good dude.
Yeah. You deserve to be here. I'm giving you that chance.
Yeah. You deserve to find someone. Carl and Chasen can go bro each other and whatever. Goodbye. Yeah. And I was like, that's how you earn points. Good job.
That was a good move.
Yes. So Deandra, I was very worried about where you were going, but thumbs up.
Yeah.
And another one, you know, it's, if you want to just go break up to break up, there's so many, like we were talking about, but I think other than this whole thing at the end with what's coming of Kendall and Joe and Serena, which we'll get to talk about next week, this Kenny, Mari, Demi situation is just a whole nother, like they could have done 2 hours just on the three of them.
I would not have predicted that people would be fighting over Kenny. Like, I just don't. I mean, I never really got him. But yeah, this they were going at it both ways.
Yeah. That is the appropriate way to put it. And seemingly just Kenny and Mari would have just been all good and gliding along, no problem. But Mari decides, I know
she's
guys.
The one that really felt like kind of sabotaged this relationship to begin with, because I don't think if she had this talk that I don't think she meant to have, I think that Kenny would have stayed by Mari and not even, you know, entertained anything with Demi. But she kind of self-sabotaged this relationship on herself. She had this really confusing conversation with him, basically saying, I want to keep things open, but I want to keep working at this relationship. So basically she was saying, I want you to wait to see if I find anyone else on this beach, but I don't want you to explore anything with anyone else.
Yeah.
You kind of just have to wait there for me.
The only thing I can figure is she was trying to get ahead of, well, if guys end up coming to the beach, instead of me having to have a conversation with you right before maybe we go on a date, it's already out there. Like, if someone comes, and so I maybe can sort of see from that perspective, but it just...
Yeah.
Totally crashed and burned.
Yeah, like you actually probably should have just waited if this happened. So then Mari goes to really talk and I guess confide in Demi, which is kind of silly, but and Demi basically goes right to Kenny, starts making out, and is like, I want to see you naked, blah blah blah, all this stuff. And Mari's like, hey, I just confided in you and tried to tell you what was happening and ask for advice. And she's like, oh, well, this is why we're here.
Right. Which does come back to bite her later on. And we'll, you know, I think we'll do that back to back with this, because Kenny suddenly is like the hottest commodity on the beach. And
bizarre.
Yeah, totally bizarre. And so fine. And we'll get to that in a second with Tia, but you have Mari, who sort of says, hey, I want to date other people. And then as soon as he starts, okay, well, I'm going to go make out with Demi, Mari breaks down and says, well, I thought he would show me that he wanted to be with me. And I'm like, did you think that, though?
Yeah, like, what, do you remember the conversation you just had? Like, I don't think that came out from that conversation.
I want to see other people, but you shouldn't. Now show me that you want to be with me.
Yeah.
Don't think that's how those dots connect.
Different conversation.
Yes. Oh, 100%. And Demi smelled blood. And if we know anything about Demi at this point through the, you know, five shows we've seen her on, is the second that she smells blood, it's all over.
Yep.
And so she went in for the kill and immediately, basically, to celebrate his birthday, to the Boom Boom Room. And in between, Mari thought it would be a good move. Well, first of all, she leads with, Demi isn't mature enough for Kenny.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a shot at Kenny's age, but whatever.
Yeah.
She's not mature enough. Oh, by the way, let me throw this cake into the fire.
Yeah. A little redundant.
Which may have given us one of the best lines of the season from, I believe, Riley, who was like, I wanted a piece of the damn cake.
Riley was so mad. Like, he just wanted that cake, and he was all excited when it came out. And
he saves his cheat meal for the cake, and you deprive the man of his cheat meal by throwing it in the fire.
Yeah, now it's gone.
Not unacceptable. And so Demi screams, we should all be dating each other. Oh, my God, this is what we're here for. I can't believe you're getting so upset. Fast forward like a day and a half to when Tia shows up. And this is the same situation we've seen time and time again. All of a sudden, when someone shows up, because Tia certainly wasn't on my bingo board, but Tia shows up and everyone is like, oh, no, Kenny is the perfect person for her. Like, yeah. She wants tall, dark, tattooed, which I don't know where Colton fit into that, even when he was thought he was straight. But like, whatever.
Yeah, that's literally the opposite of Colton's appearance.
100%. But whatever. So all of a sudden, well, Kenny's not going to go on a date. No, Kenny wouldn't go on it. Please. No. And then I think we all know where that's leading to. Obviously, Kenny's going to go on the date.
Naked volleyball.
And the negotiation for that was very interesting because Kenny, with the most Kenny response ever, was like, oh, I'll take my top off. You take your top off. That's fine.
Yeah.
That makes sense, right?
He's like, no. I have top and bottom.
And her, I mean, how many different words can she find for everything? I mean,
everything.
I mean, from...
Well, it's so funny because, like, she obviously, she was mortified that, like, this was her date and that she was going to have to, I guess, figure out what to do without doing something she didn't want to do. But it was funny because she was mortified, but then Kenny was like, oh yeah, I agree. Like, this is horrible. But like, you also arrived naked to paradise. So it's not, you're not really mortified about.
And he's also leading this negotiation.
Yeah.
Of, okay, so no, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, we can't, but what if, okay, I'll take off everything, which of course we know he's comfortable with. Obviously. And you just take off your top. How about that?
Yeah. Okay.
And so she finally relents, and when whether it's talking about wieners or china pots or, you know, just boobs, I guess.
Yeah.
She was very much focused on what she didn't want to be focused on.
Yes.
And meanwhile, they're playing naked volleyball, and Demi is on the beach saying, oh, well, they clearly, this isn't going to work. They're not going to have any sexual tension. Like,
she's not interesting. She's not as fun as me. I'm so much more fun.
So, and how dare he go on the date and all this back and forth. Well, he's going to come back and just going to be us. What happened to, we're all supposed to be dating each other.
Exactly. She doesn't like it when it's on her.
And so we have this collision of love triangles. I saw one person call it a square now, which, I mean, Demi would probably be okay with that if it went that far, because, I mean, tweet, you know, her and Mari sort of made up post-Paradise. If you watch their tweets, they were like, oh, no, you know, we were just going back and forth.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And I think at this point, when Tia took Kenny on a date, like, I kind of felt that Mari was already over it, or not over it, but
they were already joking about it.
Yeah, she didn't care as much as the night before. Because I think she was just happy to see Demi start squirming that Kenny's now on a date with someone else. So I think she was getting more enjoyment out of watching Demi than she really cared about.
The karma, I believe she Kenny. Called it.
Yes.
And to Kenny's, listen, to Kenny's credit, he was very clear with, first with Demi, basically saying, like, I'm going on this date either way. Because Demi said, well, I don't want you to go. I don't know what else you want me to say. Like,
yeah,
I'm not going to say you can't go, but you had this conversation. That's fine. You gave me the heads up. I told you I didn't want you to go and that I wouldn't go, but okay. Like,
yeah,
you do you. And then Kenny, when he's, you know, post naked with Tia, says, yeah, you know, we were together. We were in the boom, boom room. Like, I'll tell you as much or as little as you want to know. And at that point,
now she is basically scared of Demi.
Yeah. And Tia basically has just accepted the fact that she's going to be murdered in her sleep. And, you know, those are just the like, things
she's going to kill me. Like, she's going to hate me. And then, or Tia was like, I'm scared of her. And Kenny was like, I'm scared of her too.
Which I don't buy, but because obviously Demi isn't going to miss an opportunity to talk about Demi, but she, during the show last night, was like, I had no idea that, and live tweeting was like, I had no idea people were scared of me. Is this your first day? I mean,
yeah. Have you watched anything ever?
Yeah, no, people are very, very scared for a little person. People are very, very scared of you.
Yeah.
I am scared of you and I've never met you. So
we are scared.
Yes. And so, sort of, that's another thing that still needs to be resolved by the time next week rolls around. I don't know if it's all just going to be Joe, Serena, Kendall, and this will get pushed to the side, but the hot commodity that is Kenny,
yeah,
going to have boom, boom room time with Demi and naked volleyball time with Tia, and which do you choose?
Yeah, he's just enjoying paradise all around.
Which, that part isn't surprising at all.
Yeah.
I mean, if going into this, we were picking, like, who's the one person that's really going to take advantage of all that paradise has to offer. I think Kenny would be on the top of that list.
Yeah, I agree.
And because we're the home of great transitions, the person that I would not have picked as being A, a hot commodity, or B, enjoying all that paradise has to offer is Thomas.
Yeah.
How this whole thing happened just blows my mind.
Yeah, this whole thing is a very, I guess, strange triangle, I guess.
I mean, so Tammy and Aaron seem fine. Like, you know.
Yeah, they seemed, I would even say, like, I guess a little bit solid.
Yeah, like almost to the point where it's just boring. And Tammy obviously is not someone who's boring, but yeah, she wasn't seemingly mad at anyone and, you know, plotting against anyone. So it was just the two of them. They seemed to be having fun. And all was well.
Yeah, they were just there.
And somehow, out of nowhere, you know, they do drop in the clip of Aaron like, oh, you know, I haven't really talked to her. Oh, she's going to come over here. Instead, you see her walk away with Thomas, of all people.
In front of him.
In front of him, on the daybed, the 20 yards away, 30 yards away, whatever.
Yeah.
And even Thomas, who I will never defend, but to his credit, I guess, was like, well, if Aaron wasn't right there, I'd kiss you. And Tammy's like, screw it, I'll straddle you.
Yeah. Like, where did this come from?
Of all people?
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be cool to do that in front of him no matter what. That's
right. But his enemy.
Yes. What does he keep calling him? His
arch nemesis.
Arch nemesis. Mortal enemy.
Mortal enemy. The one I hate most.
There are no mortal enemies. Like, please. We know you hate him. Most people hate him. But it just, this, of all the people, like,
obviously I understand why Aaron's upset. And
yes.
I think mostly because of who it was with. But, like, he did the same thing with the other Serena, like, two nights before they made out. And Serena made out with Aaron. So, like, there was a disagreement about it and she was upset, but it wasn't like a huge blow up like this. So I think it's obviously that it was Thomas and not just another random guy.
And I feel like Aaron wasn't like, and maybe I don't remember it correctly, but I don't think it was like right in front of her. I think they had to sort of like look to see which bed they were on. Like this was right in front of them.
Yeah.
And so not only do you have obviously Aaron upset, which she knew. I mean, while she's still straddling him, she's saying, oh my God, are his eyes like, you know, burning a hole in the back of my head?
I went back and I was like, did I miss something? Like, why did all of a sudden, like, she shift everything to Thomas? Like, when did this happen? And I went back and, like, we didn't miss anything. I mean, we didn't see anything, I guess.
Right. I mean, I don't know.
Edited that we did not see anything that happened.
Like, is she upset that Aaron gets 6 scrambled eggs in his omelet? I mean, I don't.
Yeah. I guess us as viewers don't know how that developed.
Right. And immediately, like, not only just all the guys, but all the guys are just from Trey, of all people, to say, like, that's trash bag behavior. And I'm thinking, okay. Not who I was expecting to take up arms on this, but okay.
Yeah.
And I think, again, part of that is because of how much they hate Thomas collectively.
Yes.
And remember, people haven't seen the season yet. So no one, like, you can hear dudes bad-mouthing another dude, but until you actually see this season, I can imagine all these people are going to go home and watch this season. Katie season and just be like, oh my God, why was I talking to Thomas? This is, oh God, no. And Carl too, but I mean, I think Carl was pretty obvious when he got to the beach. People were like, oh yeah, this is who this dude is.
Yeah, he made it pretty easy.
You know, Thomas is much better, much more of a smooth talker. And until you see it over multiple episodes where you say, okay, now this is what he does. Carl is a little easier to figure out.
Right.
But it just creates this whole thing where it's disrespectfulness, and which I agree with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But to your point, I hadn't really thought about it as much. But yeah, that Aaron did just sort of do the same thing. So that's...
Yeah, I think basically it was because who it was. Like, because it was Thomas, I think that's why it was a huge deal. But if you're comparing it, I mean, it was literally the same thing. So,
and, you know, Tammy tries to talk to Aaron and he gives basically the exact same thing he did to Thomas, where he's like, we don't just like stay away from me, bro, whatever. Great. Mm-hmm. You gotta, and Tammy starts crying and, oh my God, I never wanted to hurt him. It wasn't intentional because, you know, she slipped and fell on his lap. And
it was, though.
Yeah, exactly. But then immediately, like, they flip to, oh, everything's great. Oh, my God, we're making out more on the daybed, and this is the greatest
day. Yeah, I'm day leaving ever. Thomas.
Yeah, exactly. So at that point, like, Aaron's done. There's no one else here I'm interested in. Oh my God, this is the worst. I feel betrayed, disrespected. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to go home. Then Lance Bass shows up and says, hey guys, we're shaking this up. We're going to something we've never seen before in the history of this show. By the way, first I'm leaving, and they don't license Bye 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 at that point, but whatever.
Right.
So I'm leaving, but before, hey, here's Bachelorette of Paradise, and Becca, of all people, shows up.
Mm-hmm. And I think all the guys were like, oh, wait a second.
Well,
game changer.
I was thinking that because when do we ever on these shows see the stars, if you will, show up for any reason other than to like give advice or something?
Yeah. We don't.
So, I mean, someone like Becca really is.
I think we have seen, I want to say it was Becca. I think Becca came on Paradise like right after she got engaged. And I think she did like a little, like, it wasn't a date, but she was there for advice for someone.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, this is the first time that someone was a contestant on Paradise.
Right. Like, they've gone from Paradise to then being the lead.
Right.
But you don't see
the other way around.
No, I mean, it's almost as if once you get one of the leads, oh, I'm above Paradise.
Yeah. I don't need to go there.
And I think Becca had to answer the same question we were all asking, watching, which is why?
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, that I'm trying to be more of a yes person. Okay. So ABC comes to you and says, want a little star power? Will you come? You know, I'm sure she wasn't the only former bachelorette lead that they asked.
Yeah.
So fine. I still couldn't totally wrap my head around her being there just because, like, I'm seeing all these dudes and I'm like, you're not good enough for her. You're not good enough for her.
It was here to see her, and I don't think there's anyone there that I would be like, oh my gosh, it'd be the perfect couple.
No.
So.
And I mean, listen, I don't want to make this bookended with Ivan's the best and Ivan's the best. Becca and Ivan, It makes some good looking babies.
That could work.
I'm just throwing that out there.
She'd probably be the only one that I would say that was good enough for her.
Yeah. I mean, when she was sort of doing like the one-on-ones with everybody,
it was weird.
It's so weird. And even Aaron, who all of a sudden he's like, oh, I got new life here, putting on the full court press of like, I get along with everybody.
Yeah, I get along with everyone. No one really caught my eye yet. And like, you're my biggest crush. Like, really? Like, you just... This whole episode was dedicated to your drama.
Yeah, and how you have an arch nemesis, and you now hate not only him, but
and
Tammy.
Your girlfriend went to your arch nemesis.
Yeah, but like, everything's cool. I don't, you know, I get along with everyone. And unfortunately, and I only say that because clearly that was just a bunch of crap. She bought it enough that we're like, you know, okay. I mean, I'll give you the rose. And I think I heard it right where she said, I've heard you're the funniest person on the beach.
Yeah. I was very confused about that.
I don't know who you're talking to, but don't trust. Yeah. Like, don't ever trust that person for any, like, if they vouch for anything ever again.
Yeah.
Like Aaron over Thomas every day, fine. But like,
oh yeah, but I don't think I've ever laughed at anything you said.
There are a lot of words I would use to describe Aaron, and I don't think funny
is not one.
No, not anywhere on that list. So I am fascinated to see where Becca ends up in all of this. And I don't know, obviously, who's still left of the roster that they're going to throw down on the beach. But it's, I don't know, like, do you think that someone like Becca, who's been through one of the worst engagements this series has ever had, this whole franchise has ever had, would really, even in a shorter time than everyone else, like, get engaged out of this?
Yeah. I don't know if fully engaged, but maybe a relationship.
It just, I don't know. And you know, the other sort of breakup that happened out of nowhere but was very quick, and that's sort of why it's at the end here, and that's Noah and Abigail, who, you know, Abigail seemingly out of nowhere was just, oh no, I think we might be friend zoned because everyone else is making out but we're not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and she was kind of confused about it, but then it kind of made Noah upset, and he didn't really have an answer for anything except for just walking away. So
that checks out.
I don't really know where they stand. I mean, it sounds like they might be over, but we never got like an actual breakup, I don't think. So,
yeah, and if the guys have the rose for this next ceremony,
right.
I mean, is Noah all of a sudden going to make a play for Deandra or something? I mean.
Yeah. I don't know. Another thing that I thought was really random was the whole Trey and Taj thing. Like, I think they, like, forgot to show us, like, a whole portion of their relationship. Because the first night, she was all mad and she was eating spaghetti. Like, it was a little out of place. And then the next day she just leaves without saying goodbye to anyone, and Trey leaves and they break up, but we got no context in anything. So,
and it was Trey is like out of nowhere, like, oh, this isn't working, so I'm gonna leave.
Right, then, like, you're leaving, like, you're not even gonna see who's, like, you're gonna have the rose,
and then you have 45 minutes later, out of nowhere, Taj, like, never mind, I can't handle this. Now I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you just either both just stay and give each other roses and see who else shows up?
Yeah.
Or just both leave at the same time.
Yeah, something must have happened that we didn't get to see.
It just
there's a lot of this in these really in these episodes. Like they're leaving a lot out that I think is necessary that we need to connect all these dots, and we're not getting any of it.
And I understand we need to focus a lot on cake being thrown in the fire. Right. I'm here for that. That's fine. But you couldn't show us maybe a 3-minute cut together of what the hell happened with Abigail and Noah or Taj and Trey. Like there had to be something. It just, I can't imagine they're just sitting on the beach and thinking, yeah, I think this is my last Mai Tai. I think it's time to go home. Like, yeah. Or Abigail just all of a sudden, yeah, I think I need to tell him maybe he's in the friend zone, which she let off at the very beginning about how, oh, I put guys in the friend zone. Like that's why their date was so awkward, but somehow they both said they enjoyed themselves because the whole time she would say one thing and he would contradict it and it seemingly wasn't going nowhere, but like, no, we're great. Okay.
Yeah, we didn't get to see anything.
And I mean, of all the breakups, I think, those were the two that we got the least of. I mean, the fact that we got a full like 40 minutes on Carl and Deandra tells us all we need to know about where they're placing the importance of some of these relationships, because clearly Noah and Abigail must both not be long for this, or it's going to flip quickly to them finding someone else because they were just like, nah, we're going to move on. This is just, no, this is not happening. We're not dedicating any of these 4 hours to show you why maybe this didn't work out.
Exactly.
And there might not be time next week because this Joe Serena Kendall thing, and it's the perfect, I mean, we talk about how they have the best people in the world working on this show. Mm-hmm. It could not have been more of both of them saying how great this is. Oh my God, this is, nothing could be stronger. They go on this super weird date and all they talk about is how, oh, this is the best that anything ever could be. And really are the strongest couple. And I think everybody would agree.
Yeah. It's weird because, I mean, obviously we knew Kendall was coming. But I think, at least I thought she was just going to be like basically another contestant, which she is. But I didn't think she was going to come down and say like essentially that she wants to get back together with Joe without actually saying that. And that she misses him. Like I thought it was just going to be, oh yeah, it's awkward. We're going to be dating other people at the same place that we met. Like, it's just going to be awkward, but I didn't know she was going to come down and be like, essentially be like, I want you back.
Yeah. This came out of left field because we saw the clips and we know there's drama coming, but like you said, it was seemingly just like everyone else that's on the beach. But for her to walk in and immediately not say hello to anyone, not stop and do the whole like, oh, you know, half hugs, how are you? What season are you from? Like the awkward intros.
Where is Joe?
And obviously the freeze frame of Joe's face when he looked up from laying down on the daybed and saw that it was her was just like, oh, this is, and he said it for next week, like, oh, this is going to be a problem.
Yeah. And I think that she was going to be here eventually because Serena even said on their date, you know, what happens if Kendall comes down? And he was like, well, we're going to care about each other, but there's no romance there. Like there's no potential relationship.
And I think he answered that question well, actually. Now, whether he holds up to that, we'll see, but he said, yeah, it'd be good to see her.
Yeah.
And that's about it. You know, like, of course I'd want to see her and it'd be good to see her and say hi, how you doing? But that's all done. But then you have Kendall who is saying basically that she'll be heartbroken if she sees him holding hands with someone else.
Yeah.
And that she misses him and somehow greets him with, hey, butthead.
Yeah.
Very affectionate.
so effective.
And so I don't know how next week isn't just 2 hours on the three of them trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe,
who knows? Maybe this
is the most incredible thing about Grocery Store Joe is, and even the fact that he doesn't really want to be called Grocery Store Joe anymore, but then still calls himself a grocer. So whatever.
Yeah.
But the amazing thing about him is he was on the actual Bachelorette for like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the people that was, everyone was surprised. Oh, why did you cut Joe? Joe seemed like a nice guy. And by and large, he's one of the least, I don't want to say, I mean, entertaining is the wrong word, but like, he's not really a spark plug. Like, he seems like a good dude. You know, I
that's he was one of interesting.
Yeah. Like, I ran into him in Napa the one time. And he seemed pleasant enough, but like, he's not someone who you're thinking, oh, they're going to light this show up and there's going to be so, like Demi, he's the exact opposite of what a Demi is. You know, with Demi, you just unwind it and just let her go.
Yeah.
Joe is the literal opposite of that. And somehow he has found his way in two seasons of Paradise to like basically be there the entire season both times.
Yeah.
And in this season is now going to seemingly have one of the bigger storylines of whatever happens between the three of them of this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How does he do it?
It's just, it boggles my mind when I try to think, because a lot of these people, it makes sense. Like, okay, like you saw what they did on Bachelor, Bachelorette. You've seen what they've done in previous seasons or on even Instagram and stuff when they start stuff or go back and forth with people. And it just, Joe just doesn't check any of those boxes.
Yeah. But nothing.
God bless him.
Yeah. He just has his fan club and he's just going, he's riding the wave as long as he can do it.
So next week we will get some sort of idea of what's going on with the Joe, Serena, Kendall, and Piper finally shows up. And we'll get to the bottom of whatever's happening with Brendan. Was he just waiting for her to show up eventually?
Yeah, we got a little bit of them this week, but Natasha really wanted, I guess, to be she didn't feel like Brendan was intimate at all, and like went to Lance and kind of had a conversation. Basically like, what do I do? And Lance is like, maybe you should make a move. Maybe that's what he wants. And then they have a really awkward like massage on the day bed. And they finally get their, I guess, first kiss.
Yeah. Which I didn't even realize, by the way, before she sat down with Lance, that was even a thing.
Yeah.
And so that, I'm glad you reminded that before we go on to what else is happening in the world. Lance as a whole, I thought was fine. Like, but what was the purpose of him sitting down with her when we didn't see him with anybody else do the sort of one-on-one, let's test the temperature type talk?
Yeah. I think they just needed him to be involved in like one little thing before he left, like for his contract or something. And they were like, yeah, just go talk to Lance over there, Natasha.
Like, either. So do you think he literally just had a conversation with Natasha and no one else, and that's the only one, or that's the only one they showed us, and he had like multiple conversations? Like, maybe that was the like what led us to Noah and Abigail. Like, maybe Lance Bass had a little chat with her.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, or Trey and Tajwan. Like, we, or no, we didn't see anything. So.
So bizarre, right?
Yeah. Not sure.
Well, so Joe, Serena, Kendall. Is it Joe, Serena, Joe, Kendall, Joe, no one?
I think it's going to be Joe, Serena. I think it's going to be awkward next week when they have their first talk and and she maybe confesses that she still has feelings for him. And I don't think that they'll go back to each other. It sounds like they, you know, they had a pretty good breakup. Like, it doesn't sound like, you know.
Well, does she all of a sudden, Yeah. And so did she all of a sudden decide, oh, I'm going to move to Chicago now?
Yeah.
And because if that's not the lead, what's the point? If the first thing she says isn't, oh my God, I regret it so much. Of course I'll move to Chicago. If that's not the first thing she says, what's the point?
Right. I don't know. That's a good point.
It's literally the only reason they broke up. If you, you know, if you're to believe Joe, that's the only reason they broke up.
Yeah. I guess it just depends on how strong he is with Serena.
I guess. And I'm not even gonna ask the question because Brendan is not interested in Natasha in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, so, no. You know, the only thing I figure is Piper shows up and immediately they're like, we're the happiest couple ever. And whether it's engaged or dating, I don't see how anyway they don't leave together because they were together before the show. So why wouldn't they be together after the show?
Right. Yeah. I mean, Natasha and Brendan isn't.
No. Not, oh my God. No.
A good relationship.
No, he's just not that into you. I'm sorry. And not be, and it has nothing to do with Natasha. It has to do with the fact that he's dating Piper. He was dating Piper before. So why wouldn't he date Piper once they're in the same town again? I mean,
yep.
This was clearly just their plan all along. Hey, we want to go on the show. Okay, let's pretend we weren't dating and then start dating on the beach. I mean, whatever. The producers are letting him do it, so fine. But like, let's not pretend this is anything but that.
Yeah. So much drama.
Friggin' Brendan. I blame you, Katie. So is there anything else before, other than the much drama we had to talk about on the beach? Anything else going on?
Not Paradise related, but in Bachelor Nation related. Zach Clark just celebrated 10 years sober. Yes. I think either yesterday or the day before this weekend. So that's exciting. And Tayshia's came out and was really supportive of everything and how shared how proud she was of him, which was really nice to see. Kelly Flanagan just got diagnosed with Lyme disease.
And that's crazy because it was, she said there were a bunch of people in her family that have it too.
Yeah. So it was kind of a crazy story. But she kind of did a recording of her breaking down and kind of sharing that diagnosis with her followers. And on brighter news, I guess, Jared and Ashley are going to have a boy.
Yes. And we get to name it because we got them together.
Yeah. So it looks like it's going to be Ryan.
Yes.
Obviously. And it's not going to be Tom or Brady. So that's what Ashley said. So
really, I think really I'll throw him a bone and I'll let him call the kid Ryan Brady. I'll get the name in there, but
okay.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one. And obviously they're shooting Michelle's season now and they just celebrated 200 episodes being shot of Bachelorette. So that will be the 200th episode will air when her season airs.
Very excited for that.
Yep. And just this morning they announced that Matt James will be on Dancing with the Stars.
I did not see that. Okay, because everyone had been assuming that the Bachelor connection this time around would be JoJo, because JoJo in the middle of all these projects, like, oh my God, I need to go to LA. I can't take care of any of this stuff. I'm doing all this remotely. And so I was like, oh, well, clearly you're doing Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. And then a lot of people said that Katie and Blake were going to do it also. So, but Matt James was, I think, announced this morning.
I don't know if I can picture him dancing.
No, I mean, I think that's like the point of the show is that a lot of people, like, you don't picture them dancing.
A lot of the Bachelor people have done very well, though.
Yeah. I mean, Hannah
I don't
won.
Think he's. I don't think he's going to be one of
Caitlin
them.
Caitlin won.
I don't think he's going to be one of them.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's the winner of that season. but yeah, that's all I have for for this weekend news.
Ah, well, listen, we get to go back to paradise again next week. At Bachelor Podcast on all socials. I'm sure something wild will happen next week. We'll be here to cover it. Katie, thank you as always.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.